The Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development's anti-land restitution campaign in Melmoth, KwaZulu-Natal, is a confirmation that state custodianship of land, as advocated for by the ANC and EFF coalition, will be bad news for communities struggling to obtain rights to their land. The Melmoth communities were given back their land as part of a restitution claim in 2018. Each community was awarded high value and highly developed farms. Instead of fulfilling its responsibilities as required under the Restitution Act, the department instead prolonged the process in order to take a guardianship role over the restitution land. While denying these communities their rights, the department entered into agreements with third parties to manage the affected communities' land. The communities have essentially become tenants of the state under this management of the third parties. The struggle that the Melmoth communities have endured at the hands of the department is a forewarning of how state custodianship will worsen the plight of tens of thousands of land restitution claimants who have waited for years to have their cases settled. What is clear is that the state is adamant in keeping control over restituted land by not adhering to the will of communities. How can it be allowed to lock claimants into agreements with third parties while processing land must be transferred to claimants? It is clear that the ANC government wants to keep South Africans dependent on the state. This is precisely why the DA is taking a firm stand against the amendment of Section 25 of the Constitution, because it will trample on people's right to justice and ownership of private property.